जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीर बनचारी, जमुना तीर बनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nittai Gaur Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Gaur Jayong Vishnupad Paramhamsa Paribrajika Charjo Ashtuttara Shatru Shri Srimad Abhay Charanara Vindu Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishna Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Gaur Dhan Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Shri Mathura Dham Ki Jai Shri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Shri Mayapur Navadip Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Jamuna Mai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Tulasi Maharani Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Shamaveto Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Gaur All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sharashate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Vishatadina Srila Prabhupada. Sorry. Hare Krishna. Very happy to be here. It's always a very special experience to come to Alachua, to especially to have the association of so many God brothers and God sisters and so many senior devotees. And also it's a very wonderful experience to see, what should I say, so many non-Indians. Because in India, I mean in America, or especially in the West actually, the number of Western devotees are not that many, but so many Indians are coming forward. In a way, that's nice. They're giving a wonderful support to our movement. But Prabhupada would want to see that more local devotees are joining. When Prabhupada was in Africa, the devotees brought some Indians, important Indians there, to meet Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada met them, was happy to meet them, of course. But then when they left, then Prabhupada asked, did I come to Africa to meet the Indians? Where are the Africans? So Ours is an international society for Krishna consciousness. The international participation, which means local participation, is very, very important. Anyway, I'm happy to be here. Thank you, Janmashtami Prabhu, to see all of you, to be with all of you. Hare Krishna, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to come here and be with you. Jayo Jayo Shri Chaitanya Jayo Nityananda. Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, reading from Madhya Lila, chapter 13, text 156 onwards. This chapter is entitled as The Lord's Dancing at Ratha Jatra. Text 156. Yadavera Bipaksha Jata Dushta Kamsapaksha Taha Ami Koilu Shab Kshay Ache Dui Charijan Taha Mari Vrindavan Ailam Ami Janiha Nishchay. Jadavera Bipaksha Jato Dushta Kamsa Paksha. Taha Ami Koilu Shab Khay. Ache Dui Charijan. Tahamari Vrindavan. Ailam Ami Janiha Nishchay. Jadavera Bipaksha Jato Dushta Kamsa Paksha. Tahami Koilu Shabakshay. Ache Dui Charijan Tahamari Vrindavan. Ailam Ami Janiha Nishchay. Jadavera Bipaksha Jato Dushta Kamsa Paksha. Tahami Koilu Shabakhay. Ache Dui Charijan Tahamari Vrindavan. Ailam Ami Janiha Nishchay. Jata Dushta Kamsa Paksha. Aham Koilu Shabakshay. Say it again. It's not Krishna Paksha. Mataji's. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. I have already killed all the mischievous demons who are enemies of the Jadu dynasty, and I have also killed Kamsa and his allies. However, there are two or four demons still living. I want to kill them, and after doing so, I shall very soon return to Vrindavan. Please know this for certain. Please repeat after me. I have already killed all the mischievous demons who are enemies of the Jadu dynasty. And I have also killed Kamsa and his allies. However, there are two or four demons still living. I want to kill them. And after doing so, I shall very soon return to Vrindavan. Please know this for certain. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Just as Krishna does not take a step away from Vrindavan, Krishna's devotee also does not like to leave Vrindavan. However, when he has to tend to Krishna's business, he leaves Vrindavan. After finishing his mission, a pure devotee returns home, back to Vrindavan, back to Godhead. Krishna assured Radharani that after killing the demons outside Vrindavan, he would return. I am coming back very soon, he promised, as soon as I have killed the few remaining demons. Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale स्वयं रूप कदामयहं ददाति स्वपदांतिकम्। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सॉरी Recent, I had some viral infection and my throat is still quite affected by that. When I was reading the purport, I was actually thinking that Prabhupada was forecasting his own situation. Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, Prabhupada saying a devotee doesn't want to leave Vrindavan. Just as Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, Krishna's devotees also don't want to leave Vrindavan. But in order to fulfill or execute some mission for Krishna, Krishna's devotees leave Vrindavan. As Srila Prabhupada did, he left Vrindavan, came to America. In order to fulfill certain mission, in order to accomplish some very, very important mission that Krishna himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself predicted, that his desire is to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And in order to do that, Krishna actually sent Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada fulfilled that in the most amazing way. At the age of 70, he comes penniless, literally penniless, to America. And within 10 years' time, what he achieved is the most amazing achievement in the history of the world. Actually, we are too close to Srila Prabhupada and his achievement to recognize the glory of his achievement. But with time, as we move away, we will recognize the glory. We'll recognize the greatness. We may fail to recognize Prabhupada's greatness, but the future generations, the future world will recognize Srila Prabhupada's glory, Prabhupada's greatness. They will recognize what Srila Prabhupada has done is the most amazing thing that has ever happened in this world. So Prabhupada came to achieve certain business, to achieve certain mission, and then he went back to Vrindavan to enter into Krishna's eternal pastimes in Vrindavan. This chapter also is a very, very important chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Ratha Yatra festival. The devotees from Bengal visited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. And it was a time for Lord Jagannath's chariot festival. It's also another important thing to note. People before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not really know the objective or the purpose or the reason for Jagannath's chariot festival. They used to celebrate it without really knowing what it is actually meant for. It is only through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that they got to know that. This chariot festival is the gopis of Vrindavan came to, not only the gopis, the residents of Vrindavan came to Kurukshetra on the occasion of the solar eclipse. Hare Krishna. I think it's even better now. Thank you. Krishna left Vrindavan. And the residents of Vrindavan, especially the gopis, didn't want to let him go. Krishna gave them the assurance, don't worry, I'll come back soon. But Krishna didn't come back. Krishna gave the assurance, well, I'll just go. Kamsa has invited me, so we have to go there. And we'll attend that festival there, the Dhanurjaga festival. And then I'll come back. And Krishna goes to Mathura, kills Kamsa, releases Ugrasen and his father and mother. And then the father and mother, and especially Ugrasen, was very worried that Kamsa has been killed and now his allies will naturally attack Mathura. And we don't have any defense. All the soldiers that were there, they're all Kamsa's soldiers. So we don't really have any army to defend ourselves. So please stay on. And so Krishna stayed on. And one after another incident started, or responsibility started to crop up. Oh, now Krishna, you haven't really gone to the Guru's ashram. So go to Shantikamani's ashram. 64 days spent there. And then came back. Kamsa's father-in-law, his wife's father, Jarasandha, wanted to take revenge. Jarasandha took a vow that I'll wipe out the entire Jadu dynasty. So he attacked. And there was no army actually to defend. Krishna and Balaram alone went and faced Kamsa's 21 Akshohini soldiers. And just two of them wiped them out. The only one that they spared was Jarasandha. Jarasandha went back. And again he raised another army, 20 of 21 Akshohini, attacked. Krishna wiped them all. The question arises here, why did Krishna spare Jarasandha? Why didn't Krishna kill Jarasandha? The reason is that Jarasandha was actually Krishna's recruiting agent. Krishna came to kill all the demons, so Jarasandha was the one who was recruiting the demons, bringing them to Krishna. And Krishna was wiping them out, Krishna and Balaram. In this way, 17 times Jarasandha attacked and 17 times Krishna defeated him. I mean, wiped out all his soldiers, the demons, and let him go. And the 18th time there was the joint attack, Kalajavana and Jarasandha. So it's a difficult situation that if they join, they attack from two sides, how they're going to face them. So, so Krishna actually made one strategy, a plan. He wouldn't fight with Kalajavana. So he came out. And Kalajavana heard from Narad Muni the description of Krishna, how he looks like and so forth. So when he came out from the city gate, Kalajavana recognized that this is Krishna. And he was waiting, and Krishna, unarmed, just walking towards Kalajavana. Kalajavana was waiting, and when he saw that Krishna was unarmed, he also dropped his arms. So this is how we can see how noble these warriors used to be during the Vedic time. Even the demons would not take any undue advantage. If the enemy is without weapons, he would also face him without any weapon. So Jarasandha was waiting, probably he thought Krishna will come and wrestle with him. I'm sorry, I don't know why Jarasandha is coming back again. Kali Javana was waiting. And then Krishna came to him, but he did not face him. Krishna just kept on walking. And Kali Javana thought that probably Krishna is afraid to face him, he's running away. So Krishna was just walking and Jarasandha wanted to catch him. And he was running after him, full pelt. And Krishna was just walking, but he couldn't catch up with him. So he walked, he ran and ran and ran. And then, as you know, Krishna entered into a cave, mountain cave. And Kali Javana thought that now Krishna is now going to hide from him. He's so worried, so afraid. And in the semi-darkness of the cave, he saw one person was lying there. On the floor. And he thought that it was Krishna. So he went and kicked him. Now who was that person? Mochukunda. Now there is also a little background. Krishna gave a Garga Muni a benediction that none of the Jadus will harm or kill any of his family members. So this Kala Javana was actually Garga Muni's son. So Krishna didn't want to, couldn't kill him because he was prompt, he was duty bound, he was gave the words that he won't kill. Therefore, he made the arrangement that he would be killed by someone else. So who was that person? Mochukunda. And Mochukunda fought for the demigods against the demons for many, many years. He was like their general. And he fought with them for many years. And then Lord Shiva and Parvati gave birth to Kartikeya, who became the general of the demigods. So then the demigods told Mochukunda, now you can retire, we got our general, Lord Shiva's son. So, Skanda. So, and the demigods wanted to give him some benediction. You have fought for us for so many years, for such a long time, so valiantly. Please ask for a benediction. So he said, okay, give me the benediction that I can sleep. All I want now is to sleep. And if anyone wakes me up untimely, then just by my glance, he'll be burnt to ashes. So that's why Krishna made the arrangement to bring Kala Javana into the cave where Mochukunda was sleeping, and Kala Javana thought that this Mochukunda was actually Krishna and woke him up, and Mochukunda just looked at him and Kali Javana was burnt to ashes. Now we have to, Krishna has to meet Jarasandha the 18th time. And this time Jarasandha actually got the remaining demons, including Shishupal, Dantavakra and all. And Krishna didn't want to kill them at that time. He had a different plan. So Krishna, when Jarasandha attacked, Krishna ran away from the battlefield. It seemed that Krishna was running away. That's how Krishna actually got the name Ranchor. Ranchor. Ran means battlefield, battle. And chor means leaving. For a warrior, for a kshatriya, to leave the battlefield is the worst kind of disgrace. Because it's the most cowardly act. He became afraid and ran away. But Krishna doesn't care of fame or infamy. So he didn't mind taking that disgrace upon himself. So he ran away from the battlefield. Him and Balaram, and Jarasandha was running after him to catch him. Then Krishna came to Pravarshan Mountain and climbed up. And Jarasandha thought that now Krishna is hiding. So, yeah, another thing that happened actually beforehand, that this time when the attack was going to come from two sides to secure the residence of Mathura, Krishna called Vishwakarma and told him to build a city overnight. Vishwakarma did that. And that is Dwarka. And all the residents of Mathura overnight in their sleep were transported to Dwarka. In the morning when they woke up, they found themselves in that very beautiful place, in a totally unknown to them. And outside the house there were the nameplates that the house actually belonged to. And so Krishna and Balaram just alone faced in one hand Kalajavana and then Jarasandha. So Jarasandha thought that he would, now that Krishna, he couldn't find Krishna in the mountain. We all, his soldiers searched everywhere, they couldn't find him. So he decided to set the mountain on fire. And the whole mountain was ablaze. And then Krishna and Balaram from the top of the mountain jumped into the ocean and swam to Dwarka. So here is another thing. Jarasandha was also not to be killed by Krishna. And so that's why Krishna arranged that Bhima would actually kill Jarasandha. And anyway, so the point is, one after another thing started to happen and Krishna couldn't leave Mathura and then Dwarka. And 100 years went by. After about 100 years, on the occasion of solar eclipse, the residents of Vrindavan came to Kurukshetra. Krishna also came to Kurukshetra. Because it's a custom that is prevalent since time immemorial, that on the occasion of solar eclipse, one goes to Kurukshetra to take a bath in Shamanta Panchayat. It's considered to be very, very auspicious. So Krishna went to take bath, and the residents of Vrindavan and many, many other people also came there. Because it's still prevalent actually. Still now on the occasion of solar eclipse, people go to Kurukshetra to take bath in Samanta Panchak Lake. So the solar eclipse was over. Everyone was preparing to leave the place, and the residents of Vrindavan are about to leave. And then they got the news that Krishna came there. Krishna was there. So as they received that news, they just ran to meet Krishna. After so many years, after such a long separation, they actually met. And naturally, they were supposed to be very, very happy to meet Krishna. But Radharani was not at all happy. This also has been very beautifully described here. Radharani's feeling was that this place is so different from where we used to meet. This place is full of so many people. You are surrounded by all this warriors and ministers and noble people, royal people. There, this Krishna is so different from the Krishna that I used to know. My Krishna wears a peacock feather on his head. this Krishna is wearing a crown. My Krishna wears a flower garland, and this Krishna is wearing such valuable jewels and gems, ornaments made of jewels. My Krishna carries a flute, this Krishna is carrying weapons. My Krishna wears a yellow silk garment, chadar, but this Krishna is wearing a royal dress. So Shiv, and this place is so full of noise and clamor. The elephants are trumpeting, the horses are whining, the weapons are clashing and creating this clamorous sound. So Radharani was not at all happy to meet Krishna in this situation. Radharani's followers, the residents of Vrindavan, recognized her feeling. So they decided to take Krishna to Vrindavan. Krishna was already on his chariot. The horses were already harnessed. Along with the horses, they started to pull the chariot towards Vrindavan. Balaram was there. He's also their associate from Vrindavan. They're also pulling his chariot. Their sister Subhadra, they couldn't leave the sister behind, so they also started to pull her chariot. So this is how the Ratha Jatra festival is celebrated. The residents of Vrindavan met Krishna after a long separation, and then there, carrying Krishna back to Vrindavan. Here another incident, another thing also becomes quite clear. Jiva Goswami pointed out that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Krishna Anna Jadu Sambhuta. The one, the Krishna who appeared in the Jadu dynasty is a separate Krishna. But this Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, Tad Dhamma Vrindavanam, Aradha Bhagavan, Brajeshwatanai, the supreme, supreme personality of Godhead is the son of Nanda Maharaj, Brajeshwatanai. Not Vasudev's son, but Nanda Maharaj's son. And that Krishna, Tad Dhamma Vrindavanam, his abode is Vrindavan. And he never leaves Vrindavan. Vrindavanam parittaja kutra kadapi na gacchati. Leaving Vrindavan, this Krishna, he never leaves Vrindavan. Then the question is, then why? We are seeing that this separation, Krishna left, and for hundreds of years, they did not meet them. So this has been pointed out here. Let me see. So here, maybe I can just read some of these. This is very beautiful. Okay, I'll just read the English translation. It is amazing that you have forgotten the land of Vrindavan. And how is it that you have forgotten your father, mother, and friends? Radharani is telling Krishna. How have you forgotten Govardhan Hill, the bank of the Jamuna, and the forest where you enjoyed the Rasalila dance? Krishna, you are certainly a refined gentleman with all good qualities. You are well-behaved, soft-hearted, and merciful. I know that there is not even a tinge of fault to found in you. Yet your mind does not even remember the inhabitants of Vrindavan. This is only my misfortune and nothing else. I do not care for my personal unhappiness, But when I see the morose face of your mother Yashoda and the hearts of all the inhabitants of Vrindavan breaking because of you, I wonder whether you want to kill them all. Is it that you want to enliven them by coming there? Is it that you want to enliven them by coming there? Why is it you are simply keeping them alive in a state of suffering? The inhabitants of Vrindavan do not want you dressed like a prince, nor do they want you to associate with great warriors in different countries. They cannot leave the land of Vrindavan, and without your presence, they are all dying. What is their condition to be? My dear Krishna, you are the life and soul of Vrindavan Dham. You are especially the life of Nanda Maharaj. You are the only opulence in the land of Vrindavan, and you are very merciful. Please come and let them all live. Kindly, let them all live. Kindly keep your lotus feet again in Vrindavan. After hearing Srimati Radharani's statements, Lord Krishna's love for the inhabitants of Vrindavan was evoked. And his body and mind became very perturbed after hearing of their love for him. He immediately thought himself to be always indebted to the residents of Vrindavan. Then Krishna began to pacify Srimati Radharani as follows. My dearest Srimati Radharani, please hear me. I am speaking the truth. I cry day and night simply upon remembering all you inhabitants of Vrindavan. No one knows how unhappy this makes me. Sri Krishna continued, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan Dham, my mother, father, cowherd boyfriends, and everything else are like my life and soul. And among all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the gopis are my very life and soul. Among the gopis, you, Srimati Radharani, are the chief. Therefore, you are the very life of my life. My dear Srimati Radharani, I am always subservient to the loving affairs of all of you. I am under your control only. My separation from you and residence in distant places have occurred due to my strong misfortune. When a woman is separated from the man she loves, and a man is separated from his beloved woman, neither of them can live. It is a fact that they live only for one another, for if one dies and the other hears of it, he or she will die also. A loving, chaste wife and a loving husband who desire all welfare for each other in separation do not care for personal happiness, desire only one another's well-being. Such a pair certainly meet again without delay. You are my most dear, and I know that in my absence you cannot live for a moment. Just to keep you living, I worship Lord Narayan. By his merciful potency, I come to Vrindavan every day to enjoy pastimes with you. I then return to Dwarka Dham. Thus, you can always feel my presence here in Vrindavan. So this is the point that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Here he is saying by the mercy of Narayan, he comes there, but actually, Krishna is always in Vrindavan. It is the Jogamaya's arrangement that makes them feel, the residents of Vrindavan, that Krishna left. Because this feeling that Krishna has left, the feeling of separation intensifies their love for him. The love actually intensifies when there is separation. Distance makes the heart grow fonder. Are you familiar with that expression? Distance makes the heart grow fonder. So that's why this arrangement, that feeling that Krishna has left, and it has been pointed out that when they meet Krishna, they feel that as if they are dreaming. And in their dream, when they see Krishna, they feel that it's real Krishna. So that is the thing, that Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, never lives without. And here also in this verse, Krishna is saying that he has to kill some of the demons and then he'll come back. But the reality is, we know that Krishna never kills the demons. It's Vishnu and Krishna that kills the demons. So to kill the demons, Krishna didn't have to leave Vrindavan. He stays in Vrindavan and Vishnu in him goes and kills those demons. So the point is that this pastimes is actually making us realize what Vrindavan actually is, how deep is Krishna's relationship with Srimati Radharani, and how they feel, how Srimati Radharani and the residents of Vrindavan feel being separated, so-called separated from Krishna, and how Krishna also feels being separated from the residents of Vrindavan. In Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it has been pointed out in the second part that when Uddhav went to Dwarka, when Gop Kumar went to Dwarka, and he was told by the residents of Dwarka that the greatest devotee is Uddhav. Where is Uddhav? He is in the inner chamber of Krishna's palace. So he goes there to meet Uddhav. And there he sees Uddhav with great anxiety, surrounded by other queens, that Krishna didn't wake up. It was so late, but Krishna is still in bed, covered. He's covered himself with his cloth from head to feet. He's lying in bed. And the reason is Krishna is feeling the separation from the residents of Vrindavan. And then Balaram came, and then the conversation led to that Krishna's feelings for the residents of Vrindavan became so intense that Krishna fainted. Just fainted. So that actually shows how Krishna also feels being separated from the residents of Vrindavan. And this is how this arrangement for so-called separation is the arrangement of Yogamaya to intensify their loving relationship, loving exchange. And so here in Ratha Yatra, they meet again. Krishna is taken to Vrindavan. Now another thing happened. Krishna didn't return. The solar eclipse is over. Krishna didn't come back to Dwarka. Everyone is worried. What happened? And then they got the news. The prince has been kidnapped. The residents of Vrindavan have stolen Krishna away. Now stealing somebody is bad. Now stealing human beings is even worse. Now we can well imagine what kind of crime it is to steal the prince. The prince has been stolen. So Rukmini decided, have to chastise them, have to punish them for this terrible crime. So she gathered the army, seized Vrindavan, surrounded Vrindavan, arrested all the residents. So this has been enacted in a festival called Hera Panchami. 3 days after the Jagannath's chariot festival, this occasion comes, Hera Panchami. And the Hera Panchami is the day when the residents of Vrindavan have been arrested and they have to be judged and punished. So the lawyer, now there has to be a proceedings, legal proceedings. The lawyer for the prince, the queen's side is Narad Muni. And the lawyer for the residents of Vrindavan side is Lalita Devi. And the point that was made that no, the stealing is when it is forcibly done against somebody's will. But it is Krishna who actually wanted to come to Vrindavan. We simply assisted him, so he didn't steal. And then Rukmini actually admitted, yeah, that's true. Krishna's heart is always in Vrindavan. Because when he, during the daytime, Krishna appears to be absent-minded, as if his mind is somewhere else. The whole day he seems to be completely absent-minded. And at night, in his dream, he goes somewhere else. And he calls out to the his father, his mother, the cows, the cowherd boys. And so she admitted, yes, that's true. That although Krishna is in Dwarka, but Krishna is not in Dwarka. His heart is in Vrindavan. Then the question arose, then why Krishna is so attached to Vrindavan? It's just forest. And some cowherd people, and Krishna is a cowherd boy, he tends cows. Like, sometimes they complain, look how they behaved with him. They used him to tend their cows. Like, made him work so hard. And so, and then Lalita Devi actually made that point. That actually, in Vrindavan, the land is made of Chintamani. The forest of Vrindavan is made of desire trees. The cows that Krishna tends are all Surabhi cows. So they can have anything that they want in Vrindavan. Because these are all desire-fulfilling objects. Desire tree can fulfill any desire. Surabhi cows can give anything. The land of Chintamani can give anything. But the fact is that in Vrindavan, they want only Krishna and nothing else. That's why Vrindavan is a forest and appears to be devoid of so-called opulence. So this is how also we get to see the glory of Vrindavan. Vrindavan is beyond Dwarka. Dwarka, which is the height of opulence, even in the spiritual domain, the height of spirit, height of opulence, and is Dwarka, beyond Vaikuntha. But Vrindavan is even beyond Dwarka. Although it's just forest. Because all they want, all they care for is Krishna and their love for Krishna. So Vrindavan is a land of love. Therefore opulence doesn't have any room there. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Does anybody? Yes, please. You want the mic? The Mataji is there.
Thank you, Maharaj, for such wonderful narration. You said in the beginning that this Rath Yatra was celebrated, but people did not understand the meaning. How is that?
How is that? Because they, due to Kali Yuga, they plunged into ignorance. Ah. Right? And also various things happened. You see, at one point, a king of Magadha or Bihar, Pataliputra, Patna, today's Patna, King Ashok, he attacked Orissa. And there was, and he won the battle. But there he came across one Buddhist monk who he found was taking care of the wounded soldiers at night. And he was impressed to see that. And he became influenced by that Buddhist monk, and he became a Buddhist. And he started to promote Buddhism. And due to his influence, Jagannath Temple, which was considered to be such an important place, it turned into a Buddhist monastery. And the understanding was that Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra are the three aspects of Buddhist doctrine called Sangha, Maitri. Anyway, three aspects of Buddhist doctrine symbolized by these three. So this is how it has been actually affected, you know. But then, of course, that influence was overcome and Jagannath's identity was recognized as Krishna Balaram and Subhadra. But this is how it went through different aspects of, you know, as I say, misconceptions due to the influence of Kali Yuga. And although people think that Ashok was such a great king that he became non-violent, but Prabhupada said that was the cause of Vedic culture's destruction. Because there was no Kshatriya. The Kshatriyas became Buddhists. Right? The kings who were supposed to give protection, they became non-violent. So when a king becomes non-violent, how can, you know, the citizens be protected? So this is how, you know, it went through various types of, you know, unfortunate phases. And fortunately, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and revived Krishna consciousness.
Another question came up over the last few months when we were discussing these verses, which we only have on Saturdays, is if in the spiritual world Lord Chaitanya is there, does Rath Yatra take place there?
Yeah. In the spiritual world, there is Jagannath Puri and Rath Yatra takes place there. Not in Navadvip, but in Jagannath Puri. Shri Kshetra. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. And Akrura, Krishna saw Akrurati when he was taking about the four-handed form. That's to saw Akrurati. Now here in Kurukshetra, all the Vrijvasis has come there. And of course, this is Yogamaya is all playing the part. But then Radharani, she doesn't know that the here Krishna, which is coming from Dwarka, is not a Vrindavan Krishna.
In a way, it can be put it this way that you see, Krishna's pastimes are like a drama on a stage. Right? It is like a drama. For example, the actors and actresses in a drama, they actually become that character. They forget their identity and become that character. So similarly, when Krishna plays this particular role at a particular time by the arrangement of Jogamaya. Like in a drama, you have a director. So in Krishna's pastimes, Jogamaya is the director. She makes all the arrangements. And due to her influence, like a good actor, Krishna forgets himself. Radharani forgets herself, right? And they simply play the role. And that role is, you know, simply to intensify their loving relationship. The purpose of the drama is to have their loving exchange intensified. So it's, you see, like, say for example, a good actor has to forget himself. Otherwise he cannot enact that role. Now if the actor thinks, no, I am not that, I am this, I am whatever I am, and he, on the stage he starts to behave like himself, will there be any drama? Similarly, Krishna's pastimes are like that. You know, by arrangement of Jogamaya, they play the role. Of course, we have to recognize here that Krishna's pastimes are not the reflection of dramas, but the dramas are actually reflections of Krishna's pastimes. Yes.
Maharaj, it seems like in Kali Yuga that seeing is here, and he probably made that comment one time that, you know, seeing or hearing is seeing, because like Vrindavan, you know, it's changed so much.
Mm-hmm.
And online I've even been following that, you know, people who go to Vrindavan, who bring groups of people to Vrindavan, they don't want to stay there too long because it's so hard for people to see that this is the birthplace. The Yamuna River is sewage, and you know it's so built up and it's so crowded, and there's, you know, so many things going on that don't seem very Vrindavanish. So it, like when you're reading the stories and you're hearing about it, then you can picture it all. So it seems like you really have to, I mean, when you're there, of course we can feel it, but it seems like hearing is really understanding.
Yeah, true. Yeah, the point here is, you know, aprakrita vastu nahe prakrita gochar. The transcendental reality cannot be perceived by mundane senses. Like Vrindavan, that spiritual Vrindavan is not perceivable with our material eyes or senses. Like, in order to see that real Vrindavan, we have to see it with our eyes anointed with love. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochana. With the eyes of devotion, we can see that. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur has pointed out in that respect that when we go and see the Vrindavan the way it is today, is not really the Vrindavan. It's a kind of a screen that is covering the real Vrindavan. So to penetrate through that screen and see real Vrindavan, we have to see it with the eyes of devotion. And that is why association of devotees, as you were saying, hearing about Krishna's pastimes, are so important. Because that those things actually enable us to make, enable us to perceive real Vrindavan. Yeah. Otherwise, you go see Loi Bazaar, and this bazaar, that bazaar. Thank you very much. Okay, you have a question? Yeah.
I just wanted to ask, how did they settle the case?
How
did they settle the case?
Oh yeah, okay. She realized her mistake. And she recognized the glory of Vrindavan. She recognized Krishna's love for Vrindavan. And she recognized that Krishna actually always wants to be in Vrindavan. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.